Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelow. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. Time now for our Tech Talk segment on the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackela. Great to have you here. And David Snell is on the line. He joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so we're going to talk about, this is an interesting topic for sure, AI voice cloning. Okay, and fighting back against potentially harmful voice cloning. Voices that sound familiar to you. Maybe it's even you.
Exactly. It might be because yourself speaking to you, but this is really a challenge and becoming more of a challenge with AI now. You know, if a call sounds like your boss asking for bank account numbers or a family member begging for help in an emergency, you're more likely to act on that, and that's why scammers are using voice cloning to make their requests and information more believable.
Yeah. So now, in the old days, people would just sometimes pretend, not even knowing what a friend or relative's voice might sound like, and just try to get you maybe by calling late in the night or at some moment to get you unprepared, and then you're not sure. But now you can... Potentially, I guess the technology is there already, David, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. The technology is there, and it's getting better every single day. We've all heard the stories where a grandparent gets a call in the middle of the night from their grandchild saying that they're stranded somewhere in trouble or in jail, and they need you to send money so they can get home. Same thing with there was an employee who just recently, within the past year, the boss called asking him to transfer $25 million, and he did. So there's, you know.
Well,
so
I mean.
This is what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I get the phone call, and it sounds like WATD owner Ed Perry, you know. I mean, and he says, hey, do this, you know. And no matter who it is, typically when you've got a supervisor or a boss, when they ask you something, you want to typically comply.
Exactly. You want to keep your job, so you do what they're asking. But nowadays, you need to be very careful. You need to verify these types of things. To clone a voice, they're saying that you need less than three sentences of words to clone the entire voice of that person. So, and, you know, that's not a lot of information, especially if people send voice messages that can be picked up. That's one way to get voices of people that you may want to try to clone.
Yeah. I mean, someone you could just record this radio show, I suppose, and get my voice. You'd get enough of it. You know, I do 5 hours worth every day, so you'd have a lot of stuff. So you could put together a clone. Maybe it'd give me a day off. But as far as anything else, I wouldn't want that. But yeah, I mean, I suppose you could have me calling people, I suppose. So I wouldn't want that. I don't think, you know, none of us would want to be cloned to be used for something nefarious. So. Do we have any rights to our own voices?
At this point, we don't.
Oh.
So the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is fighting back. They announced a voice cloning challenge late last year. The main goal was to encourage innovative ways to help protect us from AI-enabled voice cloning scams. And just last week, they announced that they've awarded four top prizes to the winning submissions that take a wide range of approaches to doing just that. And very interesting how they're doing this and how they can actually get this working on the internet and for protecting us all. I'm not so sure that we're going to be able to keep ahead of this as we keep moving. I was doing some research on it, of course, and then I went on to Facebook and I got an ad from for some diabetes type miracle cure, and all the folks in it weren't actually doing the ad. You can actually watch them, and their mouths don't move the same way the words are being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all the Shark Tank people, five Shark Tank people. So you'd put some credibility into what they say if they said that on our Shark Tank program, or our show, we brought this person in, and we all bought into it. You know, it's interesting. And then there was one from a few years ago that was pretty much the same thing. And most of these today are touting CBD as the miracle cure.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so this is the first challenge you want to think about.
CBD is the miracle cure.
CBD, the miracle cure for
everything.
Diabetes and for everything else. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. The one that was out from last year, from a couple of years ago, was actually about CBD for different types of health challenges. So now that it's being legalized everywhere, we're going to see probably a lot more of this.
Okay, so what are the things we should leave people to, you know, obviously I imagine, you know, it's anything that you're nervous or concerned about or anything skeptical, you take the time, right? You're saying, you know, go to try to authentic, you know, if you can get authentic, you know, what am I trying to say? Make sure.
Authentication. Yeah.
Yeah, authentication. Make sure it's real. So how do you go about, do you just wait or try to call the person back?
Yeah, you've got to be very skeptical and cautious when getting these types of unsolicited phone calls. And then verify that caller identity, no matter what you have to do. Don't send anything until you've spoken to the person or to one of their contacts or family members to verify independently that, you know, the information is true, that the child is actually in jail in Georgia or something. Be wary of urgent requests, which is what we always talk about. The urgency is usually a problem with them trying to get something faster. You don't think about it.
David Snell with us today as we're talking about fighting back against AI voice cloning. And David's got the article up on his blog. David, where do people go to read more?
People go to actsmartit.com. Click on my blog link. And the other thing, everyone should report suspicious activity. If you suspect you've been targeted, I have a link here to report it to the FTC. That will help them take those deep fake ads down.
All right, David Snell, Act Smart IT. David Snell, ActSmartIT.com. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob. If this is really you.
Yes, it is, and this is you. Thank you, David.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The Sound Stories Morning News. We check in with my favorite bank CEO, Bob Turevecchia, the chair and CEO of Coastal Heritage Bank. One community, many individuals. One bank that's perfect for you. Coastal Heritage Bank, growing together. Member FDIC, member DIF. Good morning and welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Robert, Christine, how are you?
Good morning.
Good to be back.
Great to have you back in your usual spot. How you been doing? What's been going on?
Doing well, thank you. Last week I was down in we took a little family vacation. We went down to Georgia, of all places, and I sent you and Christina a picture from
yes.
a beach on an island called Jekyll Island. And if I don't know if you've ever heard of Jekyll Island, but it's in south coast of Florida, and it's prominent in history, especially for bankers like me. It was sort of like going to Mecca. It was where the Federal Reserve, the secret meeting where the Federal Reserve was birthed. The idea
really?
Of it, it was, yes, in the early 1900s. And it was actually a playground. You know how we have Newport up here in New England, which
yep.
is gorgeous, and in the very wealthy to-do people in the late 1900s, 1800s, and
yep.
turn of the century, they had homes. Well, down in Jekyll Island, the Firestone family, and of course the you know, the very well-to-do folks, J.P. Morgan, they all had places down there, and that's
yeah.
where they met to come up with the framework for what is today the Federal Reserve Bank.
How about
system
that?
In the United States.
Could you, as a bank CEO, could you feel any of the vibes or the banking energy?
I could feel as I went through, Rob, the historical mansions that I just didn't belong there. Today, I don't belong there, and I certainly wouldn't have belonged there. I might have been part of the hired staff if I was down there at that time, but I don't think I would have had a seat at that table. It was a throwback in time. If you ever get a chance to go to Jekyll, it's pretty cool. It's $10 to get into the island. There's a causeway, and it's like going back in time. There's very little industry there. There's a turtle habitat place that was really cool. But anyways, there are homes there. People do live there, but they're very sparse, and it's really cool. People ride around in golf carts a lot. It was an interesting place to be.
That's
great,
yeah.
The picture I sent you folks was from a place called Driftwood Beach.
Okay.
And if you recall, Christina, Rob, the picture I sent you was there are these, you know, the massive big oak trees you'll see down in the Carolinas and into Georgia, and they have the Spanish moss coming off them. And this is these trees came up to the ocean, but the water got kind of briny over the years, and those trees died, and they've just left the trees on the beach.
Yeah.
And they're just, if you look up pictures of it, Driftwood Beach and Jekyll Island, it's pretty cool place to go.
Right. It doesn't even look real. I was looking back at the picture you sent. It looks like something you'd see like in the beginning of some kind of a freaky movie.
Yes.
But in a good way.
Yes.
It was good. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
As I said to my kids, I was expecting to see like Charlton Heston riding his horse. Remember at the end of the movie? And then the Statue of Liberty is coming out. And he
right.
falls on the
oh,
ground.
Oh, yes, the original.
They blew it up.
Right, the
you
original
know,
Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to do that scene.
Yeah,
they blew it up. He remembered he had found out he was already on Earth. That's what it felt like.
It was really
a cool place to go. So
wow.
It was nice.
Well, I'm glad.
Great place.
Good family trip away and enjoying some time off.
Indeed.
This week, Bob, you were going to talk about something kind of interesting, right? Some bad habits or things that can affect our time here?
Yes, indeed. So I came across an article, and I thought it was interesting. I ran it by Rob. He thought it was a good idea. So it's 8 bad habits that make you age faster. Age faster. So I am approaching a milestone that I'd rather not acknowledge, but I have to because Father Time waits for nobody. I'm going to be 60 years old in September, and as I reach that age, I'm blessed to hopefully, God willing, live that long. But
yeah.
I never thought, as you start reaching those round numbers, you start thinking about things. But this article caught my eye. Dr. Peter Attia and some other doctors were polled. And they had talked about 8 bad habits that make you age faster. And I thought these would be, I don't think any of these, when I read them, I don't think any of these were a surprise to me, but I think it's number one, if you can guess, is smoking. So smoking
okay,
is.
Yep, the skin and the wrinkled.
Yep. Metabolically.
Okay.
Metabolically. So I don't think that's a surprise.
I don't think,
the number two one was a little bit of a surprise. Excess sun exposure. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh.
Well, we know better now. I didn't as a kid. Probably had too much excess sun exposure as a kid. Stay out of the sun now.
Yeah, the sun
do
can
you?
Also.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Christine's very good about it. I mean, you're always covering up Christine and making sure that you don't have that direct sunlight.
I don't want to look like a wallet.
No. No.
I still
no,
remember
because
my.
Again, as a kid, or a teenager, you think you're looking cool, and,
right.
Who doesn't want to look like. What's the guy that was always tanned?
Oh, George Hamilton.
Yeah.
I saw him in person once. He's a color of mahogany.
Wow.
Like a door.
But is that just genetics, or is it all
No,
from
it's
tanning?
Just because I think it was probably tanning and maybe some of that self-tanning stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
not good for you in a couple different ways.
No, too much of anything. And so sunlight, we know we shouldn't be doing that. Okay, so that's number two.
Indeed. Yeah, number three, poor diet. Now, that's not a surprise, right?
No
poor
surprise.
Diet.
Yep.
No surprise. My Dr. Meddy, who's my personal physician there, he's right in Hanover, great guy. When I go to see him, he spends probably 75% of his time talking to me about diet. Because he said that it's your body needs chemicals to live on, right? I mean, your food is chemical
yep.
energy, and if you're putting in bad chemicals, you're going to get bad results. His analogy is if you put bad gas in a car, it's not going to ride
that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's got all kind of imperfections and impurities, and I suspect we put
yep.
a lot of that in our body. And the body's going to break it down, and sometimes with some stuff it doesn't even know what to do with.
Exactly, and a
this
lot of chemicals
natural.
That
I don't even
right?
know what the heck this is. Says body.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. All right. All right. So bad diet.
Lack of exercise. Not a surprise, right?
I just got to sit in my chair.
It's so hard. It's so difficult. I know, because, you know, you get home. I know for me, I get home, and the last thing I want to do is work out.
Exactly.
I use my rowing machine. I complained to Nick last night. I got home. It was about 6:30, and I didn't want to work out. And he just said, "Dad, just do it." And I did it. And I didn't have a good workout, but I did it.
Good for you.
Well, I had to, Rob. You know, I had to. 13-year-old's looking down on you. You gotta.
Dad's in the spotlight. Up to the challenge. Challenge accepted.
Now, here's another one.
Yeah.
This is another one that's excessive. It says excessive alcohol consumption. Not a surprise,
yes.
Right?
No, I definitely think that can lead to increased aging, because these are all things we're talking about too. And, you know, everybody's got the genetic code, whatever, how long, you know, whatever it is. And some people seem to age slower or faster than others. But these are things that can influence that. And I would think probably excess alcohol has got to cause aging. It's got to have other issues that go along with that. I think we know that.
Oh, you know, the biggest one they say is inflammation.
Inflammation.
It causes inflammation in your body, and inflammation, a lot of these.
I hate inflammation.
Hate inflammation.
Skin inflammation that I have. I always feel, that's going to be, it's something I deal with, but it just feels like I'm aging, that my skin's always doing its thing. But I got to control it. Skin, calm down, don't react so much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what else, Rob, that probably leads to this, which is number six?
Yeah.
Stress. I'm sure stress could probably exacerbate your situation there.
Yes.
Chronic stress, right?
But we have no stress in this job, Bob. That's today's big laugh.
We don't have any stress.
Let me just turn that down that microphone for a minute and start screaming.
Right to that alcohol issue as well. So, but no stress, no alcohol. But we know these things. Any of these things can impact the body. That's for sure. Okay.
Indeed, and none of them are profound. Okay, inadequate sleep. Now, this is something I've become cognizant of to a fault. I mean, I'm the worst person to invite out at night, because by 8 o'clock, I start breaking out in hives. I mean, my body craves to go to bed by about 8 o'clock. Oh,
well,
it's terrible.
It's going to be, now that I think about it, Bob, because sometimes you have to go to these evening events, right?
Indeed.
I mean, in your role. Yeah. No,
yes.
I think about that, too. Yeah. I don't like it as much either, but I'll be out at some of these, Christine, as you know.
Rob, you never sleep.
Well,
get up at 3:30 in the morning.
I know.
You get here by 4:30.
It's like 6 days a week.
You're here, and some days you're still here at 4 in the afternoon. And then I've seen you go out and MC stuff at night.
Absolutely.
Rob doesn't sleep. All I can do is complain when I get here in the morning. I'm taking a nap as soon as I go home.
I don't know how you both do it. I don't know how you get up that early.
I nap. I don't know. When I do this shift, I have to take a nap. Otherwise, I don't know what my name is. But Rob's like, I'm going out.
Well,
it's like, what are you, nuts?
Well, not always. Not always.
A lot of the time.
Oh.
Here's the last one, which this is actually something that maybe people don't associate. Poor oral hygiene. And, oral hygiene is very much, again, it impacts your heart health. It impacts, it's very important. And as I shared with you about a month ago, I had to go to Dr. Yankum and get a tooth pulled. That's no fun.
But it's so true. Bad gums, say, relates directly to the heart disease.
Right, you don't want that bacteria getting in your bloodstream. I'm a fanatic about my teeth, as Rob.
Are you?
Yes.
She's the best here. She gets best teeth
award. Well, only because I remember growing up, my mother was a very sweet woman, but she was not a crier. She cried twice, once when her mother died, and another time when she had to get periodontia. And that that made an impression on me, so I'm kind of a fanatic about my teeth. I don't want any problems.
Yeah.
Well, indeed.
Important stuff. This was a good topic, Bob, and I think it was good to kind of just talk about all these things. Bad habits that lead to increased aging. Rapid aging.
Sir.
All right.
Rapid
Bob
aging. Thanks,
Coastal
gang.
Heritage Bank. Thanks, Bob.
Floss.
Great to catch up. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Paws and Claws segment now on WATD. We do it every week at this time. This South Shore is morning news. Paws and Claws on WATD is sponsored by the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. April 23rd is National Lost Dog Awareness Day, and we're going to talk about that and tips on keeping dogs safe and what to do if your dog is missing. Lisa Valancourt is on the line. Lisa is from Missing Dogs, Massachusetts, missingdogsmass.com. Lisa, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rod. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you back, and an important day, and to bring about attention to, since it's National Lost Dog Awareness Day, we thought we'd talk a bit about your organization and then some tips on keeping dogs safe. So again, tell us, Lisa, what your group does.
So we're a not-for-profit. We're 501c3, and we've been in existence since 2015. So we'll be going, you know, it's been like, I've actually been doing this for 12 years. But anyway, we help owners find their dogs. So we help reunite owners with their lost dogs. And we do this as, we're a free organization. We do trapping. We do cameras. We have lots of volunteers all over the state of Massachusetts. So that's basically what we do. We also help reunite found dogs. When people find dogs, they also come to us to help find the owners of the dogs. So we try to match things up. So that's basically what we do. We cover the Cape and Islands as well. So we're free, as I said, and we have a Facebook following. I think we just hit 80,000 followers for Facebook. Yeah, so we have a good following.
Yeah, congrats, and that's great. I mean, because the bigger they're following, the more the word spreads, and the information gets out there.
Yeah, and the more eyes, the better. Sometimes it's just people liking and following the page, and they go, "Oh my gosh, I saw this missing dog," and they, you know, they'll give us a call to give the owner a call, and then we can, you know, get the ball rolling and help reunite, you know, owners.
Yeah, so let's talk about some tips here on ways to keep dogs safe, and then what to do if your dog, if it ever happens to you that your dog goes missing. So what are some steps that we can take to ensure?
We're as an organization, we're big on martingale collars, especially for new adopted dogs, new rescue dogs. What it does, it prevents the dog from slipping or backing out of its collar, which is all too common against these new dogs that are new to owners, because they don't know what's going on, and they freak out, and they will back out of a collar. I had a dog personally back out of a harness. People will say, "I have a harness for my dog." It doesn't matter. They can get out of those. So we totally recommend martingale collars. You know, microchip your dog. They have some great GPS trackers, GPS collar tracking devices now. And so you can Google those. Those are good to have. And keep your dog on a leash. If it's a new dog to you, or you're hiking off trails, I know a lot of people like to do off-leash stuff, but if your dog doesn't have good recall, then you really, you know, need to keep your dog leashed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so again, obviously, if our dog does go missing, I imagine Missing Dogs Massachusetts is a good place to turn to. So tell us the steps you would take.
So the first step you should do is definitely call your local animal control or local police, because sometimes when people find a dog, that's the first call that they make. So you need to do basic steps first, and then look around your neighborhood. Sometimes a neighbor, you know, may have picked your dog up, and if you're new to the neighborhood, they may not know it's your dog. And then you can give us a call. Give us a call, or we have a website, a Missing Dogs Mass website, and owners can go on and fill out a lost dog form. But I'd almost give it a couple of hours before, you know, people panic and come to us, because, again, sometimes your neighbor might have the dog, or police or animal control might have the dog. So those are the first basic calls you need to make for us.
Okay, and so how long would you wait typically?
I would say give it a couple of hours, because, you know, it's just sometimes the phone call, the message doesn't get relayed to the animal control or the police. You know, they may be out and about, and they may have the dog. So it might take them time to get back to you. I would do that first, call the animal control, police, look around the neighborhood, talk to the neighbors. You know, a lot of neighbors now have Ring cameras or security cameras, so you can ask them, "Hey, can you just check your cameras out?" And they'll do that, and they'll go, oh, yeah, I saw the dog at this time. And sometimes you can be, owners can be reunited with their dogs by just making those quick steps.
Okay. And again, people can find out more on the website, but good to, again, check with your immediate sources, like you said, right in the town or your neighbor, and those are the typical places where your dog will end up. And if all else fails, and then Missing Dogs Massachusetts is the way to turn to, and you can find out more on your website, right?
Yep. Our website, you go to www.missingdogsmass.com, or we have a Facebook page, type in Missing Dogs Mass. I mean, and some of the other things now we see coming up, summer coming up, people are looking for pet sitters, you know, they're going away. You need to prepare in advance. Because sometimes if you get somebody at the last minute, it's not someone you know, it's not someone your dog knows. And we have a lot of dogs that take off from pet sitters. And even owners, family members who aren't familiar with the dogs. These dogs dash right out the door and then they take off. So, I mean, you know, just some things with that too, you know, with the summer coming, just prepare ahead. You know, parades, fireworks, keep your dogs away from those too. Those are big no-nos.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more noises and things going on in the summer. And then obviously, you know, the summer makes even people want to sometimes run outside of the house. So I imagine, you know, when the weather's nice and you see creatures running and things are smelling nice out there, you want to, I mean, you know, that obviously you can understand that. You know, the windows are open and you get more excited. As soon as you find a chance, you're going to take it, right, as a pet. So be careful about that.
We have people who travel with their pets, too, and if you can, you know, leash them in the car, tie the leash to a headrest or something, so when you open the doors, the dogs don't just jump out. I mean, we have a lot of that, and we have, you know, people have their car windows rolled down. We had two a couple weeks ago jump out the car windows.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. I mean, I'm not a dog owner, but I see the dogs, and they seem very excited. And it's fun as another passenger to drive by and wave to the dog. But I always wonder, it looks so much down sometimes that I often wonder if they really do jump out. And that's sad. I guess in some cases they do.
Yeah. We had one a couple weeks ago jump out the car window, and it was close to the highway and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot you can do. Just the simple things for loss prevention, just the simple little things. And real quick. We're always looking for volunteers.
Yep.
And we actually are having a training session on Thursday. So if anybody's interested, you can go to our website. And we do ask that you fill out a volunteer form. And we'll send you an email. And, you know, if you're available from 7 to 9 on Thursdays, we're doing a training session. But we need you to fill out a volunteer form. And then we'll send you the link and the information. So, if anyone's interested in volunteering, that's one way of doing it.
MissingDogsMass.com. And also a reminder, anyone that finds a lost dog, you need to report it. And that's a reminder. I know it said on the Facebook page that you just don't take the dog.
Yeah, it's not find as keepers. We've had a lot of that. We had one returned after 8 months the other day. And the dog is healthy as a horse, and it was found. In 8 months, someone had the dog.
Wow.
Didn't report it.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you do the right thing. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, Lisa Valancourt, it's been great to have you on here on National Lost Dog Awareness Day and Missing Dogs Massachusetts, missingdogsmass.com. Lisa Valancourt with us today on Paws and Claws. Thank you so much.
Thanks as always, Rob.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 95.9WATD.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 95.9WATD.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.